Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hike. Who's the team to beat of the remaining eight in these playoffs? Marcus Spears.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I gotta go Baltimore, man.
Lamar Jackson does it again!
This is probably the team that we need to isolate and feel more comfortable about them taking care of business.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Prime Video TNF analyst Andrew Whitworth. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network. We moved Sirius XM channels to 375 today. We don't intend to move again. It wasn't our choice. We were told you're moving, and we said, okay. You know, not much pushback from us. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Great chat with Tom Pelissero moments before. We started by the show with me previewing every single game in the divisional playoff weekend and a what's more likely divisional playoff version. We're going to have a what's more likely college football national championship version of that coming up shortly. Your phone calls at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. But one of our favorites is zooming in from Philadelphia, where the Rams are taking on the Eagles to kick off divisional playoff Sunday, fresh off of another stellar season with Prime Video, Thursday Night Football, Walter Payton Man of the Year, Super Bowl champion, and our friend Andrew Whitworth back here on the program. Good to see you, Whit. How are you?
Rich, I'm good, brother. Good to see y'all.
Hey, man.
Everyone's well.
I'm going to start with what I texted you the other night. I mean, your moment with the microphone on behalf, I shouldn't say your moment, Los Angeles's moment.
There you go.
You know, that you had placed in front of you. You were awesome, dude. You were awesome.
I appreciate it, Rich.
Was that just off the cuff? You thought about it all day and what you were able to say about, hey, we're here in Arizona. Things are pretty awful back home, but let's play football. I mean, what was that about with you, Andrew?
Yeah, it was really an opportunity. The NFL asked if you'd want to take a chance to just kind of a moment of a reflection of the time right now going on and in the world and then obviously in Los Angeles area. And so I said, yeah, I mean, I'd love that opportunity. So my wife and I kind of sat down and put some thoughts together. But obviously, as you know this, when that camera goes live and the microphone's on, the emotions and everything else that go into those moments, I did my best to express those and just hopefully have some empathy for our community and everything that's going on around the Los Angeles region during that time. And it continues to be something we're constantly working on, how we can be a part of the solution and be a part of just helping people that honestly just need our help right now.
Yeah, I mean, you and your wife nailed it with those thoughts. It was beautiful. I texted you right away. I got emotional. You know, obviously, honestly, I got emotional. I'm living.
Yeah, just, that was my number one goal. Don't cry. I was like, don't cry right? in the middle of it and start weeping. Like, just keep it together, you know?
Right. You know, and also to see LAFD across Sean's chest and other the Rams as well and on the hats. I know it means so much to the first responders here as well. It really was well done, Andrew.
Yeah, it hit me, Rich, on honestly, that day I went right before the game. I went to the team hotel. You know, obviously the entire team was kind of basically evacuated Arizona early. They all went early and kind of spent a couple of days over there before the game. And I was telling Anna Cup this just yesterday. I was walking down the hallway and I saw her and a couple other families walking with their kids from the elevators and their suitcases and then all the Rams gear. And it just emotionally hit me because it took me back to 2018 when we were all evacuated from that area again. And it just reminds you, man, that sometimes, you know, the game of football is amazing. It's followed more than ever, but it's real life too, man. And we're families and we live life together. And there's a lot of experiences to go into those bonds and relationships of things you overcome and find ways to fight through that are a lot bigger than just the game. And, you know, it made me emotional to even think about that night, what it really meant to the city, to that team, and everything. Having been my senior year at LSU was Hurricane Katrina. I'd been through something similar before. And so it just reminded me of that, of just that 3-hour escape for everyone for a minute to watch their Los Angeles Rams play and what an amazing effort they put on display to go win that football game.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, Whit, if you can provide any insight here with Sean McVay. He's now 8-4 as a playoff head coach. And clearly you have to have the right stuff as a player, and you know, to be able to compartmentalize, and the leaders and the execution, and the players have to, that Les Snead has picked, have to be the right ones. And that said, though, for an effort like that under the circumstances like those, what insight can you tell me about Sean McVay, a playoff head coach, and how he preps the team and how much of a difference maker that may be the case, certainly in advance of this game against Philadelphia, Andrew?
Well, I think the best insight I can give to you is this, is like sometimes we live with people in the moments of the ups and downs of their career or how things go and, you know, start to make decisions of who we think they are. For me, it all started when I first showed up in Los Angeles, and I'll never forget a 30-year-old head coach who spent our first 4 weeks of OTAs, and it wasn't about the boy genius he supposedly was and all the knowledge he had about football and those things. He spent his entire first 4 weeks, the majority of our team meetings were about football character, how to communicate, how to be consistent in who you are as a human being, day in and day out, you know, the four pillars of what we were going to be built on when it came to how we treat each other, how we're accountable to one another, how we depend on one another. All those type things that really lead to who you are, in my opinion, as a man. And he was raising young men to understand the opportunity in front of them, but also understand who they need to be to go through those moments and have success and come out of it and be proud of who they are in them, you know, regardless of the outcome. And so when you get in these moments, it doesn't shock me to see him have a team that performs its best when its best is required, because that's what he wants them to live by. That's what he wants them to every single day have as their approach. And I think when you see that, when you're built that way, no different than the Dan Campbells and some of these guys we see out there that emotionally are not just driven on X's and O's of football, but how do I get these guys to become the kind of people they need to be day in and day out in life and want to respond to adversity, want to be there for people in adversity, you know, to be men of action. To see those kind of people be successful in big moments is not a shock, because it's something they prepared to do. And Sean is somebody that's his emphasis. That's what he focuses on, is being at our best when our best is required, and day in and day out consistency and a sense of urgency of, am I always improving and growing and looking for that next opportunity to step up and be better than I was the opportunity before. That's the kind of man he is coaching in that locker room, and he's got the great ones too, and Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Rob Havenstein and some of the vets there that live that way as well and have bought into it. And when you see that buy-in, you see special football teams.
And then young players, like obviously Puka in year two, and then you on the defense, on that front seven, and a handful on the back end too. They are young and they are good and they are brash and they do not care. And I'm wondering how this works going against an Eagles team that the last time they faced each other, I think Saquon is still running. Andrew, what do you think about this Sunday?
Yeah, I think that, you know, what you really feel good about when you get into the playoffs is exactly what this football team showed Monday night. And that is, can you stand up and say, hey, for 3 hours, can we play our absolute best football? Because the truth is, when we get in these moments, and sometimes we get let down, whether it's teams that we followed before or not, you know, throughout the season that we have all these expectations for. But the truth is, when you get to the playoffs, division records don't matter. Your record against certain opponents don't matter. What you accomplished, anything you did statistically doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is which team performs their absolute best in that three-hour window. Every mistake you make is magnified. The game's going to go faster than you think. There's going to be emotions at the beginning where you'll see some teams kind of give away some things. We saw that in the Texans-Chargers game where it was like nobody could hold on to the football or stop making mistakes to start that game. But the Chargers weren't able to take advantage of it. You get in these moments, and it's who's got the poise, who's got the emotional intelligence in that game to handle the first few minutes of it and then to consistently play. So when I talk about this Rams team, what they just showed us, that's why I believe they have a chance, because they've been through adversity this year. Not many teams can say they start 1-4, have all the injuries they had, and started just marching their way back into contention with a self-belief that we can get there because nobody else thought you could. So they get to go play in this game. I think their biggest advantage, two things really. I think they play more like an AFC North team and how they're built. Young, talented defensive line that likes to get after it and play physical football. And then, you know, you look at the offensive side of the football. They love to possess the football. They want to drive at the length of the field. They're going to eat up a ton of time. You know, they're going to give Kyron Williams a bunch of touches. That's who they're kind of built for. So I think they'll play well in cold weather. And the other part of it is they did start 1-4. They've been through adversity. They did have last week and all these emotions they went through and everything they had to stand up and be at their best for. So they get to go play in this game. No one expected you to be here. So you know what you get to do? Go play free. Who cares? Shoot your shot. This, you're not supposed to be in this final group of guys anyways. So play, go play free. Let it all rip. Everything in the playbook. Let's get it all off the page and see what happens.
Andrew Whitworth here on the Rich Eisen Show. A couple things you just said about playoff success, teams that can silo, compartmentalize, focus on the 3 hours, get something done at the beginning of the game, and then finish strong. This is why the Chiefs are potentially going to three-peat, Andrew. Now here we go, taking on a Texans team that prior to the season, a lot of folks pegged as the one team in the AFC that could maybe take them out. You know, there's been a lot that's happened since the regular season started and now. What do you think about the Chiefs' three-peat opportunity here, Andrew?
I think it's you know, I don't think there's anybody – I've said this all year. Last year, I spent the entire second half of the season predicting when they would, you know, have a fall-off or eventually when they got in the playoffs. It's going to end here. It's going to end here. And I was wrong the whole way. So I kind of feel like I'm the reason they won because it's just I kept picking against them.
Well done.
But this time, I'm actually on their side. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for them. I just think until somebody proves me they can take the champs down, this is like a title fight. If you, to win the round, I got to see the proof. And I think when you look at this football team, they have continued to show that they know how what it means and what it takes to win football games. And that's the only thing that matters. We can get into analytics. We can get into what you should or shouldn't do or who you have that's explosive and can do this or that. Every week, they put a plan together that fits who they're playing and puts them in the best situation to win a game. Have they had some great breaks this season go their way at the end of games? Yes, but you know why those things happen? Because you put yourself in the situation to possibly win the game at the end. And guess what? Because you are the defending champs, teams make a lot of mistakes at the end because of the nerves, the anxiety, the pressure to take you down. So they continue to not give those opportunities to people. They just put themselves in a position to win, and they let you give it to them if you're going to. And so I think when you talk about this Chiefs team, you look at the way they handled the Texans already this season, I think it's a Chiefs win. Do I think the Texans have some pieces with the rushers they have, with the secondary they have defensively, you know, offensively? Can Joe Mixon, if he's healthy and he's able to play, get going? Can they find Nico Collins with some of these in-breaking routes? Can they create some explosives? Sure. But I think at the end of the day, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. They're still the champs, and somebody's got to prove it to me.
And then you mentioned how the Rams could potentially win this game in Philly, where you're zooming in from, because in part they've got that nobody believes in us card, and we can play free card to play against the Eagles. I mean, the Commanders, I think, created that deck right now, right? Going into Detroit. So what do you give me? Give me the chances of Jaden Daniels one and dunning the Lions, which would be a shocker, to say the least. What do you think there?
That'd be a huge shocker. I just think, you know, you look at the Detroit Lions this season, and much like we've talked about the Chiefs over the last couple of years, this year with the injuries in Detroit and how good they look from the beginning of the season, it's like every week we've waited with the injuries to see this fall off from this team. And like, oh, man, now it's too many people. Like, we're going to see them take a step back. And every week they go out and absolutely annihilate people and play high-level execution football. You know, not just the talent they have, but I think we don't talk about enough of the way they go out and just flat-out execute every week. I mean, I think of our game on NFL on Prime, and we had the Packers-Lions game, and it's like the Packers took that lead in the second half and continued to score, and every single time the Lions touch it, they had to go get points. Whether it's fourth and two, fourth and three, doesn't matter. We're going for it. We're getting it. We're finding a way to win this game. You have to be a crazy elite team to be able to just continuously stay that consistent and execute at that high of a level. So I think for me, I think this is where, you know, obviously the Commanders have been fun. Jaden Daniels, my LSU Tiger, has been out of this world this season. But I think it comes to an end this weekend. I mean, I think Detroit Lions are just too good, man. And I think matchup-wise, there's some things the Lions do so well that really match up well against the Commanders and what they do. So Jared Goff's been amazing against man blitzes. He's continued to punish teams because of the talent they have. And honestly, that offensive line, I think the Lions get handle business. And I picked this a long time ago. You know, we came on the show, me and Fitz. Yep. You know, these quarterbacks, they're worried about incompletions. They want to take these cheap sacks because they don't want to throw incompletions. He didn't want to pick it. I said from the beginning, Rich, it was going to be the Eagles versus the Lions in the NFC Championship. It was going to be the Chiefs and the Ravens. And I still think that. I still believe it. And unfortunately, I'm conflicted because my Rams are in it now. And I would love nothing more than them to find some way to knock out the Giant. That would be amazing time to be wrong. That's for
well,
sure.
Then let me, before I let you go, why do you think the Ravens beat the Bills? And give me the formula of what we're going to see on
Sunday.
Well,
I think if you look at it, the second half of the season and really the way this Ravens defense has changed it around. I mean, they already dominated Buffalo earlier in the year, but you know, you look at the Ravens defense and how bad they were playing in the secondary, the yards they were giving up until week 10 or 11, and then completely flipped the script and became one of the best defenses in the NFL the last half of the season. They stopped the run all year long, and that's what they've done well. And if you think of Buffalo this year, Josh Allen's been amazing, but one of the things they've honestly done really well with James Cook and this Buffalo Bills offensive line that's been, you know, Aaron Kramer's done a hell of a job, is run the football well in a lot of these atmospheres. You think of the San Francisco game and the cold weather and the snow, really the way they were able to run it. You think of last week, even the way they started that game, even with Denver scoring, like, we're just going to pound the football. We trust our offensive line and James Cook to make plays, and then Josh will take his opportunities and do what he does. I think with Baltimore, you look at it, they'll be able to stop the run. And they're going to force Josh to make the plays. And so, to me, it's going to come down to how many Superman plays does Josh have to make in this game? Whereas when I look on the Ravens side, I just believe Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, you got two super guys that you got to handle. Like, there's two superheroes over there. So Derrick Henry, you got to get him on the ground. And if you do, they're going to let Lamar go to work. And that's going to be a bigger challenge for this Buffalo Bills defense, which has shown to give up a ton of points at different points of the season, at different parts of the season. So I just think that the Bills almost have to play the better game to win. I think the Ravens can be the Ravens and win this game just by how they're built and their style. And I would love to be wrong because, I mean, Fitz will be happy on the podcast on Monday. But you know what? I'm going to stick to my guns. This is what I said would happen, and I'm going to ride it out, and I'll be wrong if I'm wrong.
Fitz and Witt podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Witt, enjoy. You're doing Kelsey's late night show tonight, right? They call it.
I am.
Night.
I'm going to do that tonight. Be a great opportunity for us. And, you know, watch out in Buffalo. I'm hearing some rumors of, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's the legend of the game.
Yes, he is.
You know, Kelsey went shirtless last year. Fitzpatrick went shirtless the year before for the playoffs. Rich, I've heard he's going to one-up the situation this time. So the only thing left is pants. I'm nervous. I'm nervous, Rich. I'm just letting y'all know.
Wow.
There's rumors. There is some rumors out there. Zuba's Bill Speedo. I'm putting it out there. Might we see it?
Goodness. A 7-degree banana hammock? Wow. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, Andrew Whitworth? Saying this guy, I don't put anything past this guy. And if he's one-upping, the only thing I can think is you know what? Oh, man, we might be losing the bottom half. So let's see what happens.
Well, don't say anything about that to the guest you're on the show with. The commissioner might have to step in. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he wants to see that. Nobody right. does.
And by the way, tell Kelsey, I see that, you know, hey, tonight's show, you know, guest Roger Goodell. I don't see your name. I think you're an A-lister, Andrew. You know, come on now.
Come on, man. Listen to me. It's all right. I'll take a couple shots at Roger. We'll see what happens.
Very good. I look forward to all of that. And again, great job. Great job fronting on Monday night, man. Not bad for a kid from Monroe, Louisiana, to be representing another L.A. so expertly, pal. Awesome.
Monroe, baby. I appreciate it, Rich.
You got it. Have fun. That's Andrew Whitworth. Check him out tonight on Jason Kelsey's late night show on ESPN at 1 a.m., I guess, so tomorrow morning. And then, of course, we'll keep our eye out for you at that game on Sunday. That's Andrew Whitworth, the Fitz and Whit Pod. Every Tuesday, new episodes right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see Whit. Nice. Oh, my God. If wow. there's no shirt, the pants go next. Zubaz underwear. It might go full Costanza. It's
not good.
That's still to come. Are you ready for your weather report coming
Mikey,
up later,
Mike? Get ready.
Please. Oh, he's got notes. He's got a piece of paper. He's got notes, guys.
You can't even read your own writing.
I can't even.
I can too.
This is going to be great. I can't wait. 844-204-RICH, number to dial when we come back as well. I've got a what's more likely on the college football playoffs coming up on Monday night. You're your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos, please. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams. Only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. Back with your phone calls at 844-204-RICH and a college football Ohio State Notre Dame. What's more likely? Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's great, man, are these, you know, we do a lot of NFL, NBA shows on Family Feud for Celebrity.
Right.
It's great, man, when regular people discover that celebrities don't know nothing. They don't. You think because a person is famous, they know more. They actually know less.
Yeah.
They know less than anybody else because they're exposed to less. Rich people don't know how much milk costs. You get out of touch, man. And when they come on Celebrity Family Feud, you find out how out of touch they are. They don't know anything, man. Like, one of the questions for the NFL team was, yeah. And we were asking a guy running back for the Packers, can't think of his name, but the question was, complete the sentence, strip, and you spoke, you know, like strip mall,
strip
poker.
Strip sack. This could be even
strip sack. Yeah. I said, name, complete the word strip. He said, purr. Strip purr. I went, hold on, man. I quit breathing. How is that your point of reference to complete the word strip? Purr. P-E-R. That was it. I was done. That was one of my great moments.
And again, you just walk away and you realize it in the moment, like, okay, this is it, and I'm gonna let this thing go.
Hey, after the show, he asked me, he said, Steve, is there any way we could edit that out? I said, sir, we're not editing that out. Matter of fact, we're gonna embellish it. You're gonna say purr so loud. Purr.
That's one of my favorite things to come across my my algorithm on Instagram is a Family Feud moments that he crushes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Steve is amazing.
Oh, my God.
One the other day was like, what would you like to see two of on your bed? And the guy goes, women. And then the other dude, like, dapped him up.
Unreal. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. Phone lines are lit. Let's go to Zach in Baltimore, Maryland. What's up, Zach?
Hey, Rich. How are you?
What's going on?
Nothing much. So, I, with all due respect to 16-year NFL vet Andrew Whitworth, I think the Bills win this game, and I'll tell you why. I'll leave you with your thoughts.
This is from Baltimore, Maryland. Zach, you're calling from Baltimore. It's talking about the Bills beating the Ravens. Is that actually happening? You should keep your voice down.
Yeah, I think I pulled the wool over your producer's eyes a little bit. But,
okay, it's all good.
So I do think the Ravens are going to get beat worse than Ray Rice's girlfriend in 2014.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be murder a la Ray Lewis in the year 2000.
Zach, thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate it. That's Zach in Baltimore, Maryland. Ooh. I would use different analogies.
Yeah.
He waited 2 hours.
Caden the man in Ohio. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
What's going on? Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, I'm talking, Rich. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, buddy, let's go.
You are the man.
Come on, let's go. Lay it on us.
All right, so let me just get these two things off my chest. Number one, this is to Andrew Whitworth and Mitchell Schwartz. I'm going to say, as a former defensive one recruit, that had 12 college offers, you are lucky you are not lining up against me because I will be kicking your butt for 60 minutes all day, any day on the football field.
Okay.
Number two, let's talk about Ohio State versus Notre Dame, shall
we? Okay.
And let me hear my score prediction out and what I think is going to happen that game, and I want you to hear this. I think Ohio State's whipping Notre Dame 65-7. How and why?
Sure.
The defense is going to come out early and finish off Notre Dame's offense, and then Ohio State's offense is just going to line them up in the later second half. Game over.
All right, Caden the man, 65-7.
Okay, so they get the over by themselves by
Well, didn't Georgia do that on TCU?
Correct.
Remember that night here in L.A.?
I was there.
I was there, too. Yeah. It was raining. it was raining so bad that it came through the SoFi roof.
Yeah, it leaked a little bit.
And I was always thinking Michigan was going to be in that game, right? And that Michigan didn't play in that game, as we know. TCU did, and Georgia crushed them.
Yeah. It was not close.
Crushed them. I don't know if that's what's going to happen on Monday night. That would be... That'll be something.
So I'm looking. I can't really I can't really bet Notre Dame plus, what do you say, plus 58 and a half. Okay. They don't have that as an option.
You don't? You can't do that? I thought you could create whatever bet you want.
You can, but it only goes up so high.
All right.
It goes to 35 and a half, so I guess I should take that.
Did you see Lou Holtz chimed in on X? Did you see that? Of course, it was also Lou Holtz just is on, I think it's his account. I shouldn't say because he's got a blue check mark, but it is. It's got six figures numbers of followers, and it does appear to be his account.
Yeah.
And God bless it. It was based off of a moment from the Pat McAfee show. Keith Cosgrove is just a sweetheart of a human being from NFL Films. Was being interviewed by Pat and the rest of the crew, and they start talking about Lou Holtz. Is he going to be at this game? And they're saying he's got his legs hurt or whatever. Yeah. And Lou Holtz retweets this video and says, if Notre Dame doesn't win, it's because we want to preserve Ryan Day's job.
Yeah, I mean,
I was originally going to be at the game in spirit, but now I'll be dragging my body along as well. Again, if you watch the video, they don't mention Ryan Day's name, but Keith from NFL Films does have a very Ryan Day-like beard. Did he think that was Ryan Day?
He might.
Because why would he just... I don't know.
So Ryan Day thinks Pat's fake Lou Holtz was the real Lou Holtz.
Right.
And now Lou Holtz thinks
that Keith Cosgrove of NFL Films is maybe the Ryan Day. Is that what it is? Because, again, if you watch the video, they're just talking about the national championship game and asking if Lou's going to be there. And, they start talking about how he's got a bad leg and he's an older man now.
Right.
Or he's an old man, I guess is what they said. And he retweeted that. And because as you know, I mean, when they last played each other, Ryan Day used the post-game live interview on the field as the first minute to go after fake Lou Holtz, right? Yeah. And he buried the hatchet with fake Lou Holtz, Ryan Day.
Ryan Day and fake Lou Holtz are good now. Yeah.
I mean, whatever works, anything to get Ohio State out of their game, I'm all for it. So Lou Holtz at age 88 coming top rope, apropos of nothing, to say that we're going to preserve Ryan Day's job, as if the last three games didn't do that. You know?
Right.
I mean, they have stormed their way to the national championship game since losing to Michigan. Stormed. And they were the ones that got the tougher draw than your Penn State Nittany Lions. They're the ones who got Tennessee at home and then Oregon in the Rose Bowl.
True.
And Oregon, for all of their, success in winning the Big Ten, they got Ohio State first. Angry and pissed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And on a heater. And Texas did a good job of keeping Jeremiah Smith off the board. And then the running backs just took over. And then Jack Sawyer took over. And then Ibuka took over. I mean, they've got so many talented kids. That Caleb Downs is going to be hitting people on Sundays and Thursdays and Saturdays and Mondays real soon.
Wednesday.
By the way, I'm psyching Friday. Myself up.
Probably a Tuesday at some point.
For this game. But let's get to it, guys. A special college edition of What's More Likely, presented by Sonic.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Chris Brockman.
Hey, guys.
Extra What's More Likely.
Everybody good? Happy Friday. Mikey, you look great. Same hat again.
It's a Monday's game.
It's a different hat.
Hey, more likely to be the higher total Jeremiah Smith's longest catch or the longest field goal made on Monday night?
Good one. I'll go longest field goal made. Notre Dame's defense is no joke. No joke. So,
hey, gets like a 35, 40-yarder.
Let me just see here. Hold on a minute. Let me see what happened in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, they just threw a deep every play. It felt
let me just see what happened in the Rose Bowl.
All right.
I have the Michigan basketball team's schedule up here.
Oh, good job.
I shouldn't have done that. The bowl results, Rose Bowl.
His longest catch in the Rose Bowl. Yeah, 45.
And what was the longest field goal in the Rose Bowl? That was, hold on a minute, I've got it right here. Longest field goal was 46 by Jaden Fielding. 30, I'll go with field goal.
36.
No, I got a 46-yard field goal at the top of the second quarter to make it 17-0.
Oh, he had 36-yarder later than field goal, right?
Yeah. Next.
Ooh.
I'll go field goal.
All right, field goal. More likely to be the greater number, Riley Leonard rushing attempts or game-winning margin. Our caller just said, 65-7, so that would
That's not happening.
That's not happening. So,
Riley Leonard. I'll go Riley Leonard rushing attempts.
He does like to use his legs.
I know, and they're going to need it.
So he had 18 against Penn State.
Damn straight.
14 against Georgia.
That's right.
11 against Indiana.
Yeah. Okay. See where I'm going with this? I don't know if you could see. I'm building.
You
I'm
like weaving. Close game.
It's tapestry.
Rich Eisen likes a close game.
What I'm weaving. I'm putting it all together here into what's more likely presented by Sonic.
All right, two more. More likely head coach to be in the NFL next season.
Marcus Freeman, get out of here. Yeah, I haven't heard of a single rumor of Ryan Day.
What if Jerry just calls Ryan Day a TJ?
Would you like that?
I already told you where Ryan Day's going to head up. I got sources.
Where's he going?
The Bears. I told you that.
You think he's going to go to the Bears, huh?
I said that like 2 weeks ago.
I don't know. Is he just an offensive Eberflus?
Wow.
I don't
know. That's different than offensive Eberflus.
I don't want Ryan Day going anywhere.
I bet you don't, but,
No.
I'm just saying.
According to Lou Holtz, Notre Dame's going to lose just to preserve his job. I don't know.
How did Lou Holtz say that?
How did he say it?
I keep thinking you just to preserve that same job.
That's what we want.
You like we want getting that. Me to I go want, low. Yeah. You like
when they go low, we go
that,
lower.
I'm telling you, man, we can't play Michigan because that Rice team, that Rice team is asking us to play, and we gotta go play Rice.
Right.
last
one, Rich. Are you more likely?
Why did you make me do that?
Because I have a headache and I need to laugh right now. And that is just helping me out.
Rich, are you more likely to be shedding tears of joy or tears of pain when it's all over on Monday night?
What would the tears of joy be for?
There is no joy in Richville on
Notre
Tuesday.
Dame winning, I think, would make you happy.
That wouldn't be tears of joy.
Why not?
Not at all.
Be fine with that.
Wow. By the way, that AI photograph of me being unhappy is frightening me. That is not good.
It's fantastic.
That's weird. That's very weird.
Like death of us.
Tears of joy. Why would I shed tears of joy?
Because Ohio State didn't win.
Yeah.
But then that's what tears. So, I see what you're saying. Tears of joy, not because Notre Dame's won, because Ohio State's lost.
Right. And sad tears because Ohio State won 65-7.
I have a feeling there is tears of pain. I'm stealing myself. I got to call Jerome Bettis. Who else? Can we?
Oh, Tim Brown.
Yeah, Tim Brown.
Brady Quinn.
Do we reach out to Vince Vaughn?
Yep.
In advance. Hey, Vince, let's go.
Yep. Rudy. Might as well call Rudy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hear from me.
You guys got to bury the hatchet.
You need to bury the hatchet with Rudy.
I
look, if Ryan Day and fake Lou Holtz can bury the hatchet, you and Rudy.
Yes.
I agree.
Can bury the hatchet, too.
Yeah, no. I'm the question is, because there's no Monday night Westwood One gig for me, so I can just get right into the Cabernet around 5 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, we're done at noon Eastern, so you take 30 minutes to drive home.
I've got things to do. Okay. I might have to pick the kids up at school. Be a dad.
Yeah, of course.
But
Liz is making Buckeyes if Ohio State wins.
Well, that's tears of joy because her Buckeyes are incredible. They're like chocolate and peanut butter.
I'll bring in a can of Guinness for everybody.
Is that what you're going to do?
Notre Dame wins? Yeah. Will you finally make ZD? It's been like 5 years.
All right. And that's What's More Likely, presented by Sonic. Enjoy the new Bacon Deluxe Sonic Smasher, packed with crispy bacon, melted cheese, and fresh veggies. It's the perfect meal for game day. Live free. Eat Sonic. Getting ready for that big game on Monday night.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm prepping myself.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Might not be a good night.
Man, me telling Riley Leonard I'm rooting for you, the enemy of the enemy is my friend. I've gotten a lot of people have seen that one. That's gone around. That's clanked around
the Instagram. Same as you.
Oh, yeah. At least we're going out with a blaze of glory if TikTok goes out with that video. Did you see that? The Supreme Court banned TikTok today. They got to sell it by Sunday. Mike, you want to put some money together? Do you know the right people?
You know, I could
you and Elon?
Yeah, Elon and I. Yeah,
you're like, hey, Elon, I got 15 of your Teslas.
You know? You have 15 cars?
No.
My goodness. No. You're rich. Oh.
Two boats and two cars.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls and get you set. And maybe I need predictions.
Oh.
And, but that can't come until Mike Del Tufo gives you the weather.
Hey,
I would know if I were you. Rich Ackerman here with an update. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. What are you guys talking about over there?
Brock was just reading news.
I was looking at the news. There was like an MTA bus in the Bronx, like crashed into a wall and was kind of dangling off the edge.
Of what?
It's just like
an overpass.
Yeah, it's kind of an overpass. It's like 15 feet. It was kind of dangling.
Oh my God.
It took a sharp turn and almost drove off the overpass.
Only the driver was on the bus, though, and they've been safely rescued.
Speaking of New York crashes, did you see Pete Alonso's getting lowballed by Uncle Stevie Cohen? See that one?
What a turn.
I did see that.
Looks like he's going to, he's turned down a 3-year, $65 to $70 million offer.
Yeah, as he should.
So it's Mark Vientos' time at first base, buddy. Ready for that?
Well, I'm ready for Vlad Jr. next year because apparently that's what's going to happen.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, all I'm saying is that if you're letting the polar bear walk, that's not the way to maintain control of that being a Mets town in New York.
It's definitely not.
I mean, that's the way you lose the town of the Yankees. TJ,
dude, come on, man.
And then, if you're gonna keep this a Mets town, as noted New York sports aficionado and historian Juan Soto calls it.
Soto's more New York than anyone in this room.
He's got a belly full of information.
Yep.
Is that the real photo or
that's
the Photoshop?
No, I think that's the real photo.
Yep. That's like a I photo. Said, we saw the man in the swimming pool the night before. He had eight abs.
I guess what did he swallow the entire pool water? Is that what it is?
Turtleneck, t-shirt.
He ate the apple in center field.
Listen, that's the way you lose the town to the Yankees if you're going to take a popular player like that, lowball him because all the money belongs to one guy.
Can't do that.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
What a story that is in New York.
But I like, you know, whatever.
That's not going to be a Mets town much longer.
No.
I mean, the Yankees could catch up and make it a Yankee town. That
That'd be first time in how long? When was the last time it was a Yankee town?
Like 100 years, probably?
You know what I mean?
60s?
Oh, nine, while, oh, right? nine at least. Oh, 69.
Yeah, right?
I'm thinking like the 50s.
Yankees have lost their grip on New York.
Yeah. It's,
I know.
It's been a while.
Just same thing. Like right now, the Knicks are taking it back from the Nets.
Yeah.
Right? Juan Soto is going to be talking about how it's an Islander town.
Yep.
Maybe the Rangers could take it back.
Well, the Islanders technically have more titles than any New York team in the last 30 years.
Tell me more, Juan. Juan, tell me more about New York sports, please.
What do you know? You live out here. You're not a New Yorker anymore.
Yeah. Okay, bud.
You ain't paying attention.
Okay.
You ain't right with the MTA in the Bronx,
I'm telling you, Steve Cohen. I mean, suddenly, Pete Alonso, the guy who's been Mr. Matt more than, you know, like, is it? Like since David Wright, right?
I do.
He was David Mr. Wright. Matt. David Wright was Mr. Matt.
Right, and then Pete Alonso takes that mantle, and then suddenly, you know, Juan Soto, let's steal him, and then suddenly Steve Cohen, Mr. Big Stacks, is like, wait a minute, somebody took my wallet.
Yeah, we got a low ball of a polar bear, dog, Rich. You ain't about that life.
Oh, the polar bear who's winning home run derbies, right?
I got this. Just gotta reach the check.
That's suddenly Steve Cohen for the polar bear.
I haven't played that so long.
Yeah.
Like I said, man, Juan Soto is the king of New York, and
he
live out in L.A.
And the Mets are going to lose the town. It's a Mets town,
famous Rays,
as Juan Soto said.
Famous original Rays.
Yeah, famous
original
Juan.
Rays.
Famous Juans.
Famous Juans.
Famous Juans. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network.
Grace Papaya. Sitting
at the Rich Eisen Show desk. Furnished by Granger, as I'd mentioned before.
Granger.
Hey, life insurance, you know you need it, but maybe you think you can't afford it, too complicated, or you don't want to deal with medical exams. That's all changed with Ethos. Just go online, answer a few simple health questions. In as little as 10 minutes, you could get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting at around $2 a day. No doctor's visits, no complicated forms, and all online. Don't let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Let's go to Nick in South Carolina. He's been holding on. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
What's
on
your mind,
what's up,
Nick?
Man?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I know in the preseason I had one of the more colorful win-loss games, saying that my Dolphins would go 20-0 and beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Sorry, DJ. Looks like none of us made that.
But colorful indeed, sir.
I was signed up for that, Nick, to be honest with you.
You know, it would have been great, but obviously, you know.
Nick in South Carolina, there you are. There you are, 20-0.
Man, I don't think anybody's going to beat the Chiefs, honestly, Rich. I mean, you know, they got what it takes to take the whole thing, and, you know, this is their time when they know all of the right buttons to push in regards to their team and each other, and they know what they're doing, and I just don't see anybody matching what they got going on.
No doubt. You know, anything can happen, Nick. I appreciate the call, but it does, as you know, I fully believe that. Anything can happen. For instance, you see Alcaraz lost a set in Australia.
Oh,
I can get him.
To a professional tennis player, you mean?
I can get him.
to a guy who actually does it for a living?
He's vulnerable. Jason in Arizona, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jason? Snuck that one in there. What's up, Jason?
Thanks for taking my call. What's up, y'all doing all right today?
Hey, what up, G?
Just wanted to make a little comparison. Hear a lot of stuff about Josh Allen doesn't have any help. You know, I just beg to differ. Cook has the same amount of touchdowns as Derrick Henry does this season.
Mm-hmm.
16 rushing, 2 receiving. For their careers, they're both about 4.9 yard per carry guys. Cook only has 1,000 yards, but he only has 200 carries, which tells me they don't really use him enough.
Right. Well, Jason, in that regard, too, is speaking as somebody who had James Cook in my, and not just one, and thanks for the call, Jason, not just one, but two fantasy leagues, you know.
He was awesome.
I mean, he got in the end zone, but there would be like 2, 3, 4 weeks where he just didn't do anything because it was a Ray Davis game, he's questionable, or it was a Ty Johnson game. And they were clearly limiting his touches during the regular season, and now's the rubber meeting the road time. That's going to have to be a James Cook game on Sunday.
Yeah, I think so.
They need it. Yep. They will need him to be that all-purpose, multiple scrimmage,
threat. They're going to need it. It's time for us to pick these games, guys, but we've heard from the experts. We've heard from the analysts.
Hold that. I'm an expert.
Just let him finish.
I'm sorry.
We've heard from the experts. We've heard from the analysts and pundits. There's one last piece of crucial information, as you know, Mother Nature. Old man winner might chime in and make some adjustments. And in that regard, one of our favorite segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show, Rich Eisen Show meteorologist Mike Del Tufo with the weather
report. Hey, how's the weather out there?
Del Tufo with the weekend weather update.
It's raining sideways.
All right, great drop.
It's raining sideways.
All right, Mike, what's the weather report?
Okay, this is our weekend that we all love because it's our favorite weekend of football because the divisional weekend is amazing and we love it. All right, we got four games, we know.
Great preamble.
Just and get to the weather, man.
Could you imagine right. if that's game the weather report you get locally? They start talking about life.
Houston and Kansas City. Hey, I need a weather
report. This is the greatest time of the year.
It's the greatest thing ever.
We love it, and right. you love See, it, and I love go. It.
That's exactly
Here's the weather report always channeling. Everything you don't need to know.
All right, Houston and Kansas City. Temperatures mid-20s, slight winds, partly sunny. So that game is going to be it's going to be fine. They're going to be able to play, and okay. pretty much the game's going to go as the right. game's going to go. All right, second game. I know you guys love this. Second game, I have one word. Dome.
Dome. Oh, dome.
Dome.
Great. Oh, fantastic.
Word, I don't need any other. I don't need any word. Dome.
What's it like in Detroit,
What's
though?
It like in Detroit?
Who cares? Care. Who cares? Care. You just got to make it into the dome, and you're fine.
If you're going to the game.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Make it in the dome.
Who cares
All right.
if you're going to the game?
Sunday are two really, I think Sunday, the games are amazing.
He only cares about the football part
Exactly.
of this.
It's like,
Attaboy, Mike.
Yes, Go you ahead. Know that, Rich.
Just focus.
So Sunday, Rams and Eagles, first game at the Lincoln Philly, which is a great place to watch a game, especially when you're not an Eagles fan, because pretty much they yell at you the entire game.
You just get harassed.
And you get harassed, especially if when you come in from New Jersey. Okay, it's going to be a snow game.
Really?
With light winds and a temperature of 35 degrees at game time.
It's going to snow?
It is going to snow.
What type of snow, Mike? Is it a wintry mix?
You love the wintry mix. You know that.
Well, I mean, it's big.
We love the wintry mix. But it probably will be probably like a wintry mix at 35 degrees. And the
Do you
final
know what
game,
you mean by wintry mix, Mike?
Wintry mix, yeah. It's like
that's
rain
like
and sleet.
I know.
Yeah, it's like kind of
but
a mix.
That's more than a snow game.
It's a snow game.
What's the accumulation?
We don't know that. We didn't do that research. We don't care, but there will, hold on. There is one thing.
Yes.
There will be accumulation enough that you will see it on the field, meaning it's going to stick. It's going to stick.
Okay, it's going to stick.
All right, the final game of the weekend, Baltimore-Buffalo. It will be very, very cold there, as we all know.
Mm.
Like frigid cold,
yes.
dress warm,
yes.
as I would say that. Temperature is going to be in the teens. It's going to feel between 5 and 10 degrees at game time.
Wow.
With possible scattered snow showers during the game.
54% chance of snow, apparently.
Yes.
Ooh. By the way, Mike Hoskins has done more research in the weather than Delta.
I don't believe it. But now, watch, Rich. No, Rich.
Okay. Yeah, we need one more.
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
We got a game on Monday that I know everyone's involved.
Or are you going to be here Monday?
No.
I'm actually off.
It's a dome.
It's a exactly. See, why are you stealing my thunder? I was going to say
everyone
dome.
Knows it's in a dome, Mike.
It's a dome. It's a dome. And I know you. I want to thank you, TJ.
Mike Del Tufo's weather report.
What's the weather like in Atlanta? What is it like outside?
I say 45.
You just say?
I'm guessing. Taking a stab now.
45. Probably 40, 45.
Are you guessing? Or?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you like think the weather people really do research?
Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
Mike Del Tufo, walking Farmer's Almanac. He just knows what Atlanta's usual temperature is.
Yeah, right now, temperature is 45.
On a January 20th.
Who's winning? Are you taking chalk?
I think I am.
All home teams?
I'm still undecided on Ravens Bills.
Oh.
I go back and forth on it. But everyone else, I think, wins at home. We'll be back on the air on Monday. I can't wait.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business. And now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.